Hello, John. It's Roger Lang. Purpose of this audio is to go over your most recent hair analysis. This is the one that's dated the 28th of August of 2014. Again, your improvements are marked with capital I's with circles around them. Your calcium decreased and went from 19 down to 15. It's further away from that ideal of 40%. The magnesium dropped from 4 down to 2, so it's further away from that ideal of 6%. The sodium dropped from 8 down to 3%, so this is further away from the 25% ideal. And the potassium dropped from 3 down to 1, and this is further away from the ideal of 10% for that ideal, or the ideal for potassium. Now, these first four, all of them are downward, and this is called a settling down pattern. And in this case, it's settling down deeper into four lows. Now, I know the goal is to get out of four lows, but when there's a 4x settling down pattern, which is a positive pattern, and you go deeper into a four lows, those two together are actually a positive pattern. It is also an indication that there are things that the body needs to do in a four low that cannot be done at any other pattern. So try not to be discouraged about still being in a four low at this point, because basically the message here from the body is, and from your hair analysis, is that there are things that can only be worked on with you being deeper into a four low. So this is technically a low four low at this point. And again, understand, not to be discouraged, but to understand you cannot push the body out of a four low. Now, we thought you were out of four low a few weeks back when you emailed me. However, at this point, you actually went deeper in to the four low. So you still have your slow oxidation. The oxidation rate is actually even slower. So even while you're going deeper into four low, it also puts you deeper into slow oxidation. The sympathetic pattern is also twice. It's double. You're retracing deeper into a sympathetic pattern. So this is on this layer of your change. You've had in your past some very severe sympathetics, pretty extreme. I've seen worse than 6. However, understand that this is a retracing deeper into those patterns. The body chooses which patterns and which compensations it's going to correct at any given time or any point of your journey. In this case, the sympathetic from 3 to 6. I understand sympathetics because I had to retrace back through lots and lots of sympathetics. It took me a long time to get out of sympathetic. I still have to practice those deep breathing exercises, meditation, foot reflexology, all these things, and learning to relax before I eat, and choosing not to get upset at things. It's just all kinds of things that come into play when it comes to getting out of a sympathetic. And it requires learning to respond differently. And I may not always be able to control my initial reaction, but I do control how long I stay in a sympathetic dominant or sympathetic reaction, that fight or flight issue. And you noted on your symptom sheet, you still haven't calmed down, never totally relaxed, but I feel that isn't too far away. And I agree with you. I think with the body settling down deeper into a four low, with the sympathetic taking a jump, a doubling, 3 to 6, I believe that that's what the body's working on at this point. 5 poor eliminators with 2 very poor. This is up from 2 poor eliminators, 2 very poor. This is called armoring up. Body's armoring up in order to do battle. That's what it kind of means. So it's hanging on to the toxic metals. Not all of them, but you can see a number of them that went down. The iron went from 1.3 down to 0.9. This is into a poor eliminator, just barely above a very poor. The manganese dumped off, that's went from 0.024, so it dumped some off, but it's now retaining the toxic manganese, any toxic manganese in the body, so it dropped from 0.024 down to 0.012, so that's a half what it was before. The lead dropped from 0.231 down to 0.157. This is a dumping off of lead. Nice work. That's an improvement because it's dumping or dumped off, excuse me. It decreased, so it's dumped off. So it's dumped off about half of your lead that you had showing before. Same way with the mercury. You did dump off some mercury. And by the way, mercury and copper imitate each other in terms of the retracings. You dumped off a pretty good load of copper. You went from 3.3 on the copper up on the upper part there, down to 2.4. So the mercury and the copper have very, very similar retracings. Your cadmium stayed the same. That doesn't surprise us. Cadmium and nickel over in the nickel column, they're going to hang on the longest before you finally see significant changes there. That's stored under the endothelial cells. Get that out. Sorry about that. Underneath that in the veins and arteries, those cells that make up the veins and arteries, that's where cadmium's tucked away. It's what causes hardening of the arteries. And it's also why the body doesn't give it up. And I'm glad it doesn't give it up easily, because you don't want to leave a hole in an artery. That's what would happen when people force the dumping of toxic metals. The body has to rebuild those areas with preferred minerals and other tissues. So it's a good thing that it doesn't give those up too easily. Your arsenic is on the way up. That's a dumping off a little bit more of arsenic, 0.019 up to 0.020. Aluminum, you dump some off, but it's now retaining any aluminum storehouses that are there. It's not dumping them. It went to drop from 0.69 down to 0.33, so that's an armoring for the aluminum. And then the nickel over in the additional mineral column is the other one. And it went a little deeper into a very poor. So this is called armoring. Doesn't surprise us. Body can do this. What's really a surprise with you being in a 4 low, that the body still dumped off the copper and the lead and the mercury. Usually in a 4 low, the body doesn't dump toxic metals very easily, and you have a pretty good load coming off there. So focus on that. Your body gave you a gift here, even though that didn't feel well. And I know some of these things were coming off from your emails even that you'd sent me in the past here. So nice improvements on the toxic metals. Your burnout's increased by 1, 6x up to 7x. That wouldn't be a surprise either. And the increase of that had to do with your poor eliminators. That's where your extra burnout came from. Other burnouts, your sodium is less than, it's 11 or less, 11% or less. Potassium is still a burnout. Sympathetic increased. There's your increase of your sympathetics right there, or two of them anyway. Had to do with the potassium dropping lower from 3 down to 1. So that's an increase of 2 sympathetics. Your other increase of a sympathetic is your poor eliminators. Going from 2 poor eliminators on your last hair analysis, it was 2 poor eliminators, which were very poor. The 2 poor with 2 very poor, there's no sympathetics coming from that on your previous hair analysis. So that other increase is your poor eliminator. It's an additional sympathetic. So that's where all your 3 sympathetics additions are coming from. In addition to your oxidation rate slowing down even more, going deeper into slow, your NAMG ratio, 2 down to 1.5, This would be an indication of increased fatigue. And again, think of it not as, oh, I'm going through this again, or I'm getting worse. Think of it as follow the program, be as diligent about it as even that those thrusting times. And when these things happen, it's because the body's having to retrace deeper in and lower adrenal energy with the NAMG ratio dropping down. Again, eventually, you stick with this, eventually you're going to see a change to where it goes the other way. Now, the positive changes, your calcium-magnesium ratio, look at that, 4.75 up to 7.50. So you went from a low CAMG ratio to actually being very, very close to the ideal. That's an okay ratio. Nice change. Your NAMG ratio at 2.67 up to 3. It's a slight increase, but 3 is actually a very good NAK ratio. So a nice balance between the release of the hormones from the adrenal glands. And then your zinc to copper ratio, 7.27 up to 9.58, even though this is not an improvement because it's further away from the ideal of 8, it is okay ratio. It's in an okay range. So nice change there. So all in all, I thank you for being in a 4-low. I think your body gave you some gifts at this point, and I'm hoping that you'll be encouraged in that. Now, you noted on your information sheet that you've had some improvements, things like breathing normally when you wake up. So I'm assuming there that you've woke up with some panic attacks at times that raised the breathing level. You've got better sleep. You're mentally sharper. You've had more energy to converse with people. Be careful with that because conversing with people can also steal your energy. Be stingy with your energy. Laughing more. I believe that laughter, if it got excessive, could also be energy stealing. Just be careful with those things because being around people, you may feel energized and happy, but they can also be stealing your energy. And it's not like they say, I'm going to steal John's energy. It's not like that at all. They're just individuals in life that they make you feel energized, but when you get away from them, you crash. When you know you've been around those people under those, you know, and that happens, somebody in the group, or maybe several people in a group, stole your energy away. And just be stingy with your energy. It's okay. Doesn't mean you have to be totally antisociable. That's not necessary either. That's not healthy either. But just don't indulge in that, especially if you're being in a 4-low. You say you tolerate foods better, that you're able to stand up more quickly. You got a better outlook on life, less pain. Able to do more computer work. Be careful with that, with the electromagnetic radiation that comes off of a computer. Less brain fog. By the way, it's really interesting to have less brain fog while you were dumping the copper and the mercury. And it may be that the dump is actually more significant than what your hair has shown up, meaning that the body has finished up with these loads that we're actually seeing right here. Possibly waiting a little longer, and I didn't advise that. You actually did your hair analysis perfectly. You cut it short. It looked really good, actually. But still, remember, even when you do a half inch on a sample, there's still growth that is old and growth that's new in that, even in that half inch. And that's okay because there's enough for us to be able to interpret and understand your hair analysis. It definitely shows the trends, and those are nice benefits. Now, you talked about that you hadn't been doing saunas because it's wintertime there and you can't get your sauna to warm up. You can do several things here. You can preheat your sauna, turn the lights on ahead of time. You can also put a little space heater assuming you probably can get those in New Zealand, a little bitty space heater. They're little electric heaters. You can put that inside the sauna and warm it up, pre-warm it up, and then shut it off when you go into the sauna. You can also put a blanket, heavier blankets over the top of your sauna. And I'm assuming you have a freestanding sauna with three near-infrared lights in it, located in a triangle or situated in a triangle that really shine on the abdomen. That's what I'm assuming. That's really Larry's design when you see his sauna. I'm not sure what you actually have in a deal like that, but those are things you can do. I even have a piece of it's like a foam board, like a basically you can get it at an office supply place, and it's like about a 1/8 inch thick. It's actually basically those erasable marker boards is what they're used for. But it's just the sheeting material, and it's kind of foam-like. And I put that on, and then I've got a down comforter over the top of that. So I insulate the top, which will help hold the heat in the sauna. So those are some things you can do with your sauna. Other things you put, receding gums. I actually brush my teeth with 3% hydrogen peroxide with a 50% reduction by adding some spring water into it. And that's what I brush my teeth with. I don't use toothpaste or harsh cleansers. Now, hydrogen peroxide too much can actually be hard on the gums. So that's why it's nice to, or smart, wise to dilute it. Also, understanding receding gums, low adrenal energy, because the adrenal glands are our immune response, and that causes or allows infections to build up in the gum area is a pretty common place. Muscle weakness can be things like mercury and copper elimination. It can also be a lack of bioavailable calcium and magnesium. So keep up with the Paramin when we get to that. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. Brain fog is most commonly connected to copper and or mercury. Irritability, mind races, those also. Tending to lose weight, that's not uncommon on the program. I know you worry about that because you've been a muscle builder in the past. The program is not about building big muscles. It's actually about building healthy tissue that's able to be, that's sustainable. Large muscles become very flabby, and it takes a lot of work to keep them in shape. You can see some of the older bodybuilders and see what happens to their muscles as they get older. So it's really not a great idea to be doing that. All right, John. So on your recommended supplement program sheet, I've underlined your changes. Of course, technically, I could underline no metabolic pack at this time. Set the Megapan aside. Set the thyrocomplex aside. GB3, continue to do your GB3. If you get diarrhea, cut back. If you're constipated, do a little more at each of your meals. Paramin, we're going to increase it to 333. This is the 4-low correction. It's the supplement portion of the 4-low correction, along with taurine and L-lysine. L-lysine, 500 milligrams. It is not from the lab. You can see an asterisk in front of it. It's like the TMG, trimethylglycine. L-lysine, we recommended 111, or 112 last time. This time we're recommending 111. So those are the four lows. Taurine 112. The only change here is actually to go from 211 to 112. Just changing the order of where the double taurine comes in. Taurine is from the lab. Paramin's from the lab. Zinc 222. We're increasing it, and that's to bring the NAK ratio down. Even though it's an okay ratio, still want to bring it down. Get it closer to the 2.5 to 1 ideal. And then the other change is to retest in 4 to 6 months. Everything else is still part of your program, all the coffee enemas, all those things, and you show that you've been doing parts of all the program. You have a 1 for saunas, you have a 2, I think it's a 2.5 for the coffee enemas, or 2.8. Let's see. Yeah, it's a 2.5 for the coffee enemas, and 4.5 for meditation. So you've been doing that. You took all your supplements. You show a 5 there. About a 3.5 for diet. Closer you follow that, basically that's the only correction we have for your slow oxidation at this point, with not being able to do a metabolic pack. And really set those aside, John. I know the extra extra mega pan may make you feel better, but doing the glandulars and the metabolic pack can actually hold you in a 4-low. So go ahead and set those aside, put the lid on them tight, set them away in the refrigerator or a cool, dark, dry place, and sooner or later they're going to be needed again. All right, John, congratulations on your changes. I know some of it doesn't feel like a congratulations or an order, but they are. This again, the body's getting ready here to do even more for you. So, and again, like I say, I think with being in a 4-low, and dumping off the number of metals that you dumped off, that is rather exceptional. All right, James, if you have any questions, you can email me. And or if you have any concerns, you can email me, and I'll run them by Larry before I answer the email and then get back with you. Talk to you later.